A word for you from Romans chapter 8 verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. We've been looking at a series of what it means to be disciplined, self-controlled. A subject usually not so popular with Christians because they sniff legalism. And they say, well, are you bringing us back to the age of monasticism, when people were cruel on themselves, thinking that through that they'd purify themselves? No, it's not. But because you're saved, because you have the Holy Spirit, if indeed you are a true believer, therefore the natural outflow of your life will be self-control. In Galatians 5 it says it's a fruit of the Spirit. Now here it says we should put to death the works of the flesh. That means self-control. Now here are some more practical tips. Regarding being inquisitive, you need to be self-disciplined there. Be restrained in the areas of curiosity, prejudice, dogmatism. Don't be a busybody in the matters of others. Don't have a bias against anybody or any community. Don't be stubborn in insisting that you alone are right. Watch out in these areas. Another area, learn to wait. Otherwise, you grab something before it's God's time and you spoil it. That is true in the area of marriage. Wait for God. There's a time in God's table for everything. Wait for it. Don't push ahead. You don't help God by opening a rosebud. You simply spoil the blossom, someone else has said. Then, welcome the difficult tasks in life. Don't avoid them. If it has to be done, it has to be done. Cultivate a sense of responsibility in doing those things faithfully. And then God will entrust you with more. You need to ask yourself, can I be depended on to fulfill any task assigned to me? Do I trust God enough that it's come my way and that all things indeed do work together for good to those who love the Lord? Are you quick to help when a job needs to be done? And do you accept responsibility for your decisions and also for your mistakes? Can you be depended on in money matters?